You said YES to buying an HDB flat together. Now, there's another three letters to take note of.
ILY?
I know, BTO.
No, HFE. You need a valid HDB flat eligibility letter. If you're applying for your BTO flat, it takes about a month to process your HFE application. So, if you haven't gotten an HFE letter, apply at homes.hdb.gov.sg. That's homes.hdb.gov.sg.
It's Gold 905. Sounds good, feels good on this tasty Thursday. Welcome to another episode of your feel-good food guide, Makan Kakis. And today we welcome Melissa Lim, who's a hotel general manager by profession and a MasterChef Singapore Season 2 Top 10 finalist who, cooked for her life in the most recent episode. Hi, Melissa.
Hi, Denise.
Can I call you Mel?
Of course you can call me Mel. And thank you so much for having me here today.
Oh, it's my pleasure. I can imagine you've been sitting on a pretty big piece of news that you couldn't share with anyone until the most recent episode aired this Sunday past.
The wait was definitely agonizing, but I actually feel quite relieved at this point that I can now freely discuss things with my friends and family.
So can you catch us up on what happened?
Of course. So if you missed out on episode 4, there was a blind team relay challenge in which Leon, Ganesh and myself were teamed up to make a 3-course elevated hawker meal.
Mm-hmm.
Even though we didn't win that challenge, it was fun to be teamed up with them because I consider them to be my best friends on the show.
Aww.
And I think you'll be able to see the chemistry between us if you catch the episode.
So what happened?
There was actually an issue with the flour during our challenge. We didn't scrutinize the label and realize it was gluten-free, so our batter went awry.
Oh no, it didn't go to plan!
And during the elimination cook, I was assigned blue cheese to work with as a hero ingredient.
Yep.
I set out to make a pizza because I wanted to redeem myself and show the judges I can work well with flour.
Yeah.
Unfortunately, they felt that I did not emphasize the main ingredient, which was blue cheese, enough and was selected to be eliminated.
Ouch. Could you talk us through that whole situation?
When you get kicked out of MasterChef, the default emotion is definitely disappointment.
Sure.
I was disappointed in my game plan and there were definitely more impressive dishes I wanted to showcase but left for the later stages of the show.
Yes.
Having said that, things are much better for me now and I have many projects to be excited about in the near future.
Mm-hmm.
And I promised myself that I would actually be the most successful dropout of the series. And I'm fully intending to keep that promise.
All right, that is the spirit. So how would you describe yourself before joining the culinary competition? And how would you describe yourself now? Has there been an evolution or should we say a malvolution?
Your pun game is strong, Denise. Keep them coming.
Sorry.
You know what? One of the best compliments that a friend who also underwent the same experience this season said to me was that I have never changed.
Mm-hmm.
In the sense that I've never let the competition or the supposed fame get to my head.
Right.
So the short answer is that at my core, I have not changed and my principles have still stayed the same.
Mm-hmm.
However, now I'm definitely more self-aware in terms of my weaknesses in the kitchen. I have learned the importance of mise en place and I've also decided on my culinary focus.
What is it?
I have fallen absolutely in love with French patisserie. And unfortunately, MasterChef is only an hour long, so we cannot possibly feature such items.
Yeah.
But if you like, you can actually follow me on my Instagram at callmemelissa with 2 underscores to join me on my learning journey and see what I've been up to after the show.
Great, we will. Thank you so much for sharing. We're talking to Melissa Lim, who just exited the brand new season of MasterChef Singapore. By the way, you can catch it every Sunday, 9:30 p.m. on Channel 5 or MeWatch. We're going to be back real soon with more from our foodie friend. Stay tuned.